Pam is going to read to us the scriptures. Thank you, Pam.
We're going to read two psalms this morning. First of all, Psalm 8 and then Psalm 19. So, Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And then Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, much more pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Thanks be to God for his word.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you. I've never quite spoken in the way I'm going to speak this morning, but we'll see where we go. Lost in wonder, love and praise. I wonder what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. I wonder when you're going to put the heating on at home. We haven't. I haven't allowed my wife to properly yet. I think she, in her German class, a chap gave his wife a birthday card and a birthday present. And he said, darling, my birthday present to you is you're allowed to put the heating on the 1st of November. I think that was that about right? That was about that. So, I wonder. When we wonder, we're not sure about something. We wonder if it's going to rain tomorrow. Are we going to have enough money? I wonder. But the other way of using wonder is wow, amazing, fantastic. And I want us to be wowed this morning. I want to wow you this morning. I want us to put the wonder back in, the wow back in to life and worship. I think we can settle down and get fairly mundane about life, about church, about God. I want us to put back wonder. There's an advert on the television, I've just noticed once or twice. It's called Wow Card. Car, Wow Car. And I suppose it's saying if you come to us, you'll go, wow, it's so cheap and it's so good. But putting back the wow into the universe. Now, I'm not a scientist. What I'm going to do for the next 2 or 3 minutes, I get off the internet or out of books. I'm not a scientist. And if you want to say wow from time to time, say wow. The universe is very big. Did you ever know the High Society film or the play, the film? And then it says, have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. The good news is we didn't. The bad news is the galaxy of Andromeda, which is our nearest galaxy, is in collision course with our galaxy, the Milky Way. And that's the Andromeda galaxy. And that's the Milky Way. It's approaching us at something like 1,000 meters a second or 220,000 miles an hour. But the good news is it won't collide with us for another 5 billion years. So you can, oh dear, yeah, we can settle down. what do we say to that? Wow. It is 2.5 billion light years away. That is, the light from the Andromeda galaxy takes 2.5 million years to reach us. Wow. And that's our Milky Way. That's the Milky Way. And you can just see yourself just on the end of that little... that's you. That's where you are. In the Milky Way. The Milky Way is our galaxy. It is 100,000 to 120,000 light years in diameter. It possibly contains 100 to 400 billion stars. And maybe as many planets. Now understand, a star is our sun. Our sun is a star. We are a planet around that star. But stars, they reckon 100 to 400 billion stars. A light year is the distance travelled. Light travels in 1 year, travelling at 160,000 miles a second, nearly 6 trillion miles, and a trillion looks like this. I don't know what it looks like, but that's what they say. There may be 170 to 300 billion galaxies in the universe. The universe may be 13.8 billion years old. 95% of the universe is made up of dark matter and dark energy, and as yet scientists don't know what they are. The universe is big and getting bigger. Wow! I think that's all true. I mean, that's I read that up a little while back. Wow. But the universe can be incredibly small. The thing on the left is DNA. There are 100 million cells in one human body. Each cell has 6 feet or 2 meters length of DNA. Stretched out, they would go to the moon and back 8,000 times. And I don't really how to know 3,821,664,000 miles. Is that right? Millions of cells divide every second. Wow. Each individual cell produces thousands of miles of newly copied DNA every minute. Incredible. Wow. Just absolutely incredible. 100 cells on the top of a pinhead measuring a millimeter across. Absolutely wow. Where are we going now? I've got to turn this over. I'm just doing it off of here, just speaking. So let's respond to that. Let's just think about that and respond to it. The heavens declared the glory of God. That was Psalm 19. And the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. That was what was read to us. There is no sound heard from them. Well, I think astronomers do say there is sound up there in space. They're not quite sure what it is, but there is some kind of sound. But it's not talking. It's not speech. It's not little men on the moon or something like that. Yet the whole creation is there to be seen. I don't know where I am on this. I'm going to do it from here. I just thought, let's be wowed by creation. Wonders of creation. Let's be wowed by creation. That was a rainbow over our house just a few days ago. Complete arch right the way across. It was just magnificent. Doesn't come out too there. That's the one end of it. Just really bright. And we were walking around our estate the other day, and in front of us was this little seed, and it was going down to the ground. It was absolutely magnificent. It wowed us, and we thought, how lovely. So we picked it up and picked up a couple of them and brought them. And just autumn, if you're wowed by the trees and the colour and the wonder of autumn. And we should be wowed by creation. And we should be praying for those who are trying to preserve it. We are in grave danger of destroying the very creation that God, in his mercy, has given to us. We need to be wowed by it all and yet be conscious of preserving it and caring for it. So let's just for now go on a lane. Let's be wowed by space and time. Humility. The enormity of space makes us feel so small as to be of no significance. That tiny dot on the galaxy of the Milky Way, we were there. But in the enormity of space, wow. And I put in here, I think it was President Roosevelt would take they're not MPs, but politicians out onto the White House lawn at night and look up at the sky, and he would say, and that's the Milky Way galaxy, and that's the galaxy of Andromeda, and that's the galaxies, and they're so many million miles away, and the light, etc., takes millions of time. And then he would say, gentlemen, I think we're now small enough. Let's go in and do business. And there's a sense that we are humbled by the enormity of space. For those who humble themselves, exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Forgive me, President Putin. Wonder at God's humility. Just stand amazed. Jesus humbled himself, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Wow. We almost take it for granted. It's a staggering thought that God himself in the person of Jesus came to this little tiny pinprick in the enormity of space called Earth, came and lived amongst us. I was witnessing to a young man on Friday in town. I do chaplaincy work, and God opened up an opportunity to share Jesus with this young man. In fact, I wasn't talking to him. I was talking to somebody else. He was earwigging, and he came over and said, can I ask you what you're talking about baptism and Jesus? And so we had a long time together. It was lovely, and just amazing. And I was able to talk to him about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he said, is Jesus one of us? I said, well, he became one of us. He is God, but he became one of us. Wow. Wonder at myself. Wonderful me. Say it to yourself. Wonderful me. I am wonderful. Because the Bible says so. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. That's Psalm 139. Wow. You are incredible. I know you've got problems. I know you've got aches and pains. I've got a few myself. I pick them up seemingly week by week. A few more every week. No, I don't. That's why. But I have got them. But we've all got our problems, our difficulties. Yes, problems in family, etc. But you are incredibly made. You're an incredible creation of God. I wanted to say earlier, as we thought about God and creation, you know, and the planets and the millions of stars and galaxies, millions and millions and millions. And it made me think, if you go around the I don't know about around here, but you walk around our estate, there's lots of trees. The ground is covered with beech mask seeds. Wherever you look, there's millions and millions and millions of seeds. The extravagance of God in producing seeds, the same in the stars. Just God just likes doing it. And when he does it, he does it. He doesn't do one here and a star there and a sun there. He absolutely explodes, just as he does with nature, in the seeds, etc. It's just incredible. But with you, you're wonderful. I don't know whether you believe me. You don't have to believe me, you have to believe the word of God. You are incredibly made. Incredible made. Incredible me. That's not pride, that's just saying, God, thank you. Dare I say it? Thank you for who I am. Are you glad to be you? I'm not talking about your problems or your difficulties, etc., but you. Wow, God made us. We must press on. What are we doing here? God's wonder at God's grace. When I consider, this is the Psalm, it was read 8, I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, and everything up there. What is man? What am I that you are mindful of them? Human beings, that you care about them. But you've made them a little less than... I can't see any angels round here. I can't see any gods round here. But it could be a little less than the angels or a little less than God. We're made in the image of God. Wow. Wow. What incredible grace. That in the midst of all of that, everything up there, you made us a little less than the angels. You're all angels, I'm sure, when you get home, and you're, but a little less than God. Wow, just amazing. I must press on. Wonder at my privilege. See what great love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. Children of God. Now, fun?
Wow.
Wow, yes, wow, wow. Sorry, I forgot the wow on the end. Yeah. Our Father. I don't know about your children when they were young. They were always, well, they were a little bit far from perfect, if you know what I mean. And you were a little bit far from perfect when you were a child. Probably still are. But anyway, wow, that we should be called children of God. Just look at the person next to you. Children of God. Not Peter and Paul and Marion and Petrula, whatever the names are. A child of God. Wow. I hope we're getting there. I hope we're getting wowed up. Wonder at eternity. Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. And if you get concerned about this in vast universe, vast, just universe, remember that Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. He is the God who is. And eternity is a new dimension. There's a new heaven and an earth coming. So don't box God in and get him too small. J.B. Phillips wrote a book. He was the chap who did all the Gospels in more modern English. He wrote a book called Your God is Too Small. God is. He's outside of time as we know it, and space as we know it. God is an eternity that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. If we repent of our sins and put our faith in Jesus, we're going to enter. We have entered, but we're going to enter a new dimension, a new place, a new heaven, new earth. Now, any more than I can understand space, and I can't, I don't think anybody really, even the top scientists, fully understand it. I can't comprehend heaven and eternity. I only know that Jesus promised it to us. And it's not a dimension of this world, it's a new dimension. It's not even everlasting life, it's eternal life. It's sharing in the eternal's life, in God's life, which never ends, because God says, before Abraham was, I, which am. He is. So, wow, let's not make God too small. God is God. What else have we got? One, God's word and promises. I must go on. The one who believes in me shall never perish. Wow, fantastic. You know, this old body is going to wear out, but I'm not going to perish. If you put your faith in Jesus, neither are you. Faith to move mountains, Mark 11. I find that challenging. We've just read, I hope I'm not going on too long, we've just reread the life story of C.T. Studd. And I tell you, if you read that story, it's wow on every page. Absolutely amazing what God did through this man and through WEC. The organization that he brought and brought into being. Just staggering. Mountains were moved time and time again. Not literal mountains, but things that stopped the work of God going on. Whether it was people or circumstances or the devil himself, they were moved by faith. Friends, I think both my wife and I, we've both read it now, we feel insignificant compared with this man who, incredible faith in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, the passion he had to win people for Jesus. And yet, God is our Father just as much as God is his Father. And the reading of the story is not meant to diminish us, but to encourage us. And it has encouraged us enormously to believe in God for more and more and more. And just tremendous. Faith to move mountains. What are your mountains? I'm not going to tell you, but as we come to communion, I want us to believe God for mountain-moving faith. Because that's our God. That's our Father God. Wonder at the power of Jesus. After amazing them in his teaching, Jesus cast out an evil spirit, and the people said, they were also amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching? And with authority he gives even orders to impure spirits, and they obey him." Wow. The power of Jesus Christ. Absolutely amazing. And that power is available to those of us who repent and believe. We need to come to Jesus. He is the mountain mover. We can move mountains by faith in him. He is the healer. He's the one who deals with our problems. I think whoever prayed at the beginning, you were praying about our needs. If we've got needs this morning, let's bring them to Jesus. Let's believe. Let's believe. Wow, we're in worship. God's presence is here. His Holy Spirit is here. Wow. We need to lift ourselves again in faith, in love, and in belief. I don't know if there's anything else. So wonder in worship. Wonder in lost in wonder, love and praise. I don't know whether you, have you ever, can I ask you, have you ever been lost in wonder, love and praise? Have you ever been taken out of yourself into heavenly realm with God? I hope you have, and I hope that will come. I remember years ago, first church, but it wasn't in church, it was a place called Ashburnham Place, which was a conference centre, and I worked there with John Bickersteth for a while, well, 8 years while we were in Hastings, and we had a group called the Fisher Folk come from America, and they were a renewal group, high Anglican renewal group, but they were worshipping one day, and we were in the library, and I was sort of at the back. And they were worshipping God, and I began to worship with them, and it was just as if I was 6 feet off the ground. And just occasionally I've had those experiences of being lost. Actually found, to be truthful, it's not lost, but found in wonder, love and praise, in the wonders of God. And our worship should lift us into the heavenlies. okay, we've got to keep our feet on the ground. Our problems don't disappear automatically, but we need to, lost in wonder, love, and praise in God's grace. And we're going to do that in a hymn. I don't know what else I've put on here. We're going to sing that in just a minute. We sung Love and Divine. Now, just to finish with, have you ever sung this song? Because I did say to Josie, you didn't know it. Billy Graham conferences. Do you remember George Bev Shea? Anybody remember George Bev Shea? You're not old that young, are you? Wonderful birth to a manger he came, made in the likeness of man to proclaim God's boundless love for a world sick with sin, pleading with sinners to let him come in. Wonderful name he bears, wonderful crown he wears, wonderful blessings his triumphs afford, wonderful Calvary, wonderful grace to me. I can't put this up. Wonderful love of my wonderful Lord. It's a bit over the top on the wonderfuls, but you get the message, don't you? Wonderful, incredible, amazing, fantastic. Yes, worship can take all kinds of forms. We need to be sorrowful. We need to be honest. We need sometimes to bring our sorrows and our pains and the world, as we have already done, to God in prayer. But somehow, wonderful, wonderful God, wonderful the Lord Jesus. I think that's it. Let's finish at that and just have a prayer. Father, we thank you. You are incredible, God. You are amazing. Your love is so credible. Faithfulness, goodness, your mercy, your compassion. Father, you are amazing. Amazing grace. And Lord, you've made us amazing people too. And we thank you. We pray as we come to communion, we may sense your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.